Welcome to our sixth Sunday of the Pentecost worship audio podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and our Savior's Lutheran Church of Brownsville, Minnesota. This is Pastor Olena. Today's date is July 12, 2020. Our lessons for this Sunday are taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 10 through 13. And the epistle reading is from Romans, chapter 8, verse 12 through 17. And the gospel reading is from Matthew, chapter 13, verse 1 through 9 and verse 18 through 23. In today's lessons, we hear that the Word works. The Word of God is our only source of everlasting life. Through Isaiah, God explains that the Word is as effective as rain causing grain and plants. As David writes poetically, "His care causes all the trees of the field to clap their hands." And the Word will work in our lives so that we will go out in joy and lead forth in peace, Isaiah puts it. Indeed, Jesus, the Word in the flesh, succeeded in giving us peace and joy by raising victoriously over sin, days, and the power of the devil. As a result, Paul explains in the epistle, we are God's adopted children, calling out to Him, Abba, Father. But there is work for us to do. As we let the Word work through us, we can expect that, in spite of opposition of all sorts from the world, if we but hear and understand, we will certainly bear fruit for our Heavenly Father. Amen. May the Lord bless you this morning as you listen, confess, and worship with us this morning.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. I raise my Ebenezer, here by thy great help I've come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood. Precious blood. Oh, that day when freed from sinning, I shall see thy lovely face. Clothed then in blood-washed linen, how I'll sing thy sovereign grace. Come, my Lord, no longer tarry, take my ransomed soul away. Send thine angels now to carry me to realms of endless day. To grace, how great a debtor, daily I am constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above.
Please join me for the confession of our sin and the absolution. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I invite you for a brief silence on God's word and self-examination. Let us then confess our sin to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake God forgives all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God and bestow on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the days of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory be to God on high.
And on earth peace to those who are with him. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks to thee.
Let us pray. Blessed Lord, Since you have caused all scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace the ever hold fast and blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, one God, and now forever. Amen.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10 through 13. For as the snow and rain come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seeds to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that should not be cut off. The second reading is Romans chapter 8, verse 12 through 17. So then, brothers, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put death to the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery back to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him. This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. And a great crowd gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the parrot came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on the rock ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil, but when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorn grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, The evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation and persecution arise on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of the rich choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and doesn't understand it. He indeed bears fruit and yields. In one case, 100-fold, in another, 60, in another, 30. This is the word of our Lord.
Good morning. This is Pastor Stolman. We're going to have a devotion for Sunday, July 12th. We begin with a prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, in your great mercy, you have granted us forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ. In matters pertaining to life and godliness, we pray, send us your Holy Spirit, that he may rule our hearts and minds. Being ever mindful of your fatherly mercy, may he help us in our striving to overcome the world, that we may serve you in holiness and pureness of living, showing you our continual thanks for all your goodness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The epistle lesson for the sixth Sunday after Pentecost continues our reading in Paul's letter to the Romans. In today's devotion, the Apostle Paul continues writing about our relationship with God. We have heard what the law and sin does to that relationship. Today we hear the good part the Holy Spirit plays in that relationship. Listen now to what Paul writes in this paraphrase of Romans 8, verses 12 to 17. Therefore, brothers and sisters in Christ, we have an obligation, but it is not to live according to our sinful nature. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. On the other hand, if you put to death the misdeeds of the body by the blessing of the Spirit, you will live, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a fearful slave again, but you received the Spirit of being his children. And it is by the Spirit that we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself is testifying with our spirit that we are God's children. So if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. Thus far the reading. Last week we mentioned that the Holy Spirit is involved in bringing us into and helping us maintain a proper relationship with God. We quoted this passage from Paul's letter to the Galatians about the Spirit. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Galatians 5:25-28. This week, then, we are going to talk more about what Paul writes concerning the Holy Spirit, his person and work. Teachings about the Holy Spirit in confirmation classes are often not given the time like we spend teaching about the Father or the Son. This may be for various reasons. Little mentioning of the Holy Spirit and his work can be seen already in the early church in the time of the Nicene Creed, the 4th century, in church councils. At first, the third article of the Nicene Creed had only this one sentence, "I believe in the Holy Spirit." It wasn't the same as we say today. It wasn't until sometime later that a fuller explanation of the work and of the person of the Holy Spirit was added, as we confess it when we say the Nicene Creed today. One can see this also in creedal formulation of the Te Deum, "We praise thee, O God," which is in the order of Matins on page 223-225. There's only one phrase that refers to the Holy Spirit, and that is also the Holy Ghost Comforter, which is on page 223. So, let's spend a few moments talking about the Holy Spirit and his work, and then see what Paul says. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Holy Trinity. He is equal with the Father and the Son, and is to be worshipped with them. The relationship of the Holy Spirit to the other persons of the Trinity is described with these words, "who proceeds from the Father and the Son." From this, we note that the third person of the Trinity is holy because he is God. He is a spirit since he has no body, such as the Son does by his incarnation. The Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son because the Spirit's work is based on what the Father and the Son have done for us, in other words, in the creation of the world and the carrying out of our salvation. The Spirit then takes this accomplishment of the Father and the Son and offers and gives us this salvation, as Luther points out when he says, "But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gift, sanctified and kept me in the true faith." With this summary, we are ready to see what Paul writes about the Spirit in his discussion of sin and law and the Spirit in our relationship with God, as he writes in Romans 8. There are three things here that Paul points out. The first is that if we put to death the misdeeds of our body by the direction of the Spirit, we will live. In other words, the Holy Spirit forgives our sins in Christ, helps us stop sinning, and gives us the power to live as the forgiven children of God by faith. The second thing Paul points out is, when we see that we are no longer living our lives the way we want to according to our sinful desires, but really working at living as God wants us to, we recognize the working of the Spirit in us and become convinced that we are the children of God. The third thing Paul points out is, it is only by the work of God's Spirit in us that we can call God our Father, that we can refer to him in a very personal way using the word Abba. He is more than an earthly dad. He has given us life like a father does, cares for and protects us as a father does, and best of all, as our heavenly Father, he saves us eternally through his perfect Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who then sent to us the Holy Spirit. If the Spirit of God is in us, then we know Christ is in us. He dwells in our hearts by faith. The new nature of the soul lives in grace because the soul is alive to God. It has begun its holy happiness, which shall endure forever. This is how it happens. By the work of the Holy Spirit, the righteousness of Christ is imputed to the soul which has faith. This secures the soul from eternal death. Recognizing these blessings, we see how much it is our duty to walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. If anyone continues to live according to the corrupt desires of the flesh, they will certainly perish in their sins, even if they were to make a verbal profession of faith. Consider this. What can a so-called worldly life be without God present, even if it is considered worthy from a human point of view? How can that be compared to the noble prize of our high calling in Christ? Let us by the Spirit endeavor more and more, then, to put to death our sinful flesh with all its evil words and actions. Regeneration by the Holy Spirit has brought a new and divine life to our souls, even though we may still be weak, being surrounded with the old sinful flesh. But we are the sons and daughters of God. We have His Spirit working in us as God's children. It is not a spirit of bondage, which the Old Testament believers had under the law. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of adoption, had not been poured out on them as plentifully as it has on us. Sad to say, many unbelievers speak peace to themselves, to whom God has not spoken peace. But those who are sanctified by faith in Christ have God's Spirit witnessing with their spirits that they have true peace for their souls with God. And that good news gets even better, where Paul says in the last part of the reading today, if we are God's children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. Let us pray. Direct us, O Lord, in all our doings by the blessing of the Holy Spirit and your most gracious favor, and further us with his continual help, that in all our works, begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, obtain everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
By his might.
Please join me for the closing prayer. O holy and most merciful God, you have taught us the way of your commandments. We implore you to pour out your grace into our heart. Cause it to bear fruit in us, that being ever mindful of your mercies and your laws, we may always be directed to your will and daily increase in love toward you and one another. Enable us to resist all evil and live a godly life. Help us to follow the example of our Lord Jesus Christ and walk in his steps until we shall possess the kingdom that has been prepared for us in heaven through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. With this, we bring to the end our service for this morning. May the Lord bless the rest of your days. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
we might from the cross forever be made.